Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now, number 88, the three-time Super Bowl champion, the great Hall of Famer, one of the great wide receivers of all time, and now just, you know, maybe the top guy there is doing football on TV. I mean, is there really anybody better than this guy?
Boomer aside.
There's really nobody better.
Okay, forget
than the great Michael Irvin. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? What are you guys doing? Boomer's my guy, man. What are y'all messing with Boomer for?
No, Boomer.
He brought it. I said, is there anybody doing football on TV better than you? And he said, Boomer.
Yeah, I'm trying to give Boomer some love. He works
That's
here.
All.
He's a
Boomer
good dude.
Boomer does a tremendous job.
Does a great job.
Yeah, he does a great job. I miss old Boomer. I did some inside the NFL with him for a while, him and Phil. And I felt I was one of the only guys to really stir it up with those two. They're so good at what they do. And they command such a presence, you know what I mean? You got to get in there, and you got to be confident and share what you believe in, and don't let them sway you because they're so powerful and strong. I enjoy working with those
now,
guys.
I'm going to make an assumption. I just got finished watching a video of you, Michael Irvin, on the sideline of the Cowboys-Saint game going nuts. I mean, just
wow.
Going insane.
How about that?
Is that why you seem to have a sore voice right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
I nailed it.
And I was with Dak Prescott yesterday, and I said to him, he said, man, you okay? Your voice still? I said, I had to use a megaphone on my show Sunday because Thursday I got so carried away with that Saints game. It was just incredible. I said, if you had beaten them by three touchdowns, I wouldn't have this problem. He said, we should have beaten them by three touchdowns. I was like, okay, please. Just be happy we won the game. You know, that's the Saints. But to have the Saints and hold them to 10 points the whole game, to hold them to 0 points by halftime, that was really an incredible game, an incredible showing on the Cowboys' part. Something I don't think anybody thought they could really do.
All right, now, obviously the divisional showdown now, which is coming up when they play the Eagles. How about that? I mean, do you look at this game now and say the winner of this game is going to wind up winning the division? Would you say that?
Well, it is the season for the Eagles. It's not necessarily the Eagles' season for the Cowboys because the Eagles got some pretty tough games coming up.
They do.
After the Cowboys, you know, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I know it's where the Rams are some top teams they're playing.
Texans as well. It's at L.A. and then home against the Texans.
Yeah, those
so
are
you're
two
right.
Those are two tough games.
Right,
that's right.
Right. Those are two tough teams to beat. So, but for the sake of the Dallas Cowboys and where that team is and what we've seen lately here, they play much better when they have that our backs against the wall mentality. They have to believe this is the divisional game right here, right now, and they got to go in with that mentality. You got to give the same effort you gave last week against the Saints right here, the same respect, the same fear, everything that you had against the Saints you have to bring in to play this game against the Eagles. Mm.
If the Cowboys beat the Eagles, I think the division race is over.
I think it's over.
I would agree.
Yeah, if they win that game, it's over, Mike.
Yeah, but even the Cowboys got to play the Colts.
The Giants, you know, the Giants just look like they're still motivated
but you know what's a big factor? Because if you beat Philadelphia, you're two games ahead, plus you're going to have the tiebreaker on them. And so now it really relies on the Washington Redskins, whose quarterback is going to be Mark Sanchez for the final four weeks of the year.
And back to what we said, you get those two games up, and they still have to see the Rams and the Texans make that a hard climb. So that's why you have to take the thought. This is for the division. Everything that has happened this year, this is for the division. You win this game, I think you can safely say, yeah, you'll win the division.
Who do you blame more for the breakup, Aaron Rodgers or Coach Mike McCarthy?
And, you know, honest, Honestly, I blame probably both of them more so than anything. And listen, Mike McCarthy's a great coach, you know, and Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. But sometimes the marriage just gets stale. Aaron Rodgers is saying, listen, look at what these young guys are doing in this league, the Mahomes, what the Goffs are doing. Let's do more of that. These guys are still in the lead with it. And McCarthy is saying, I've been here a long time. I want you what has worked for me, you know. So you understand both sides of it. It's just a shame that it had to come down to what it came down to. Excuse me, I got the hiccups for some reason.
You
got to
hold in there, Mike. Hang in there, Mike.
What does that mean, hang in there? I hold my breath. I'm drinking water.
Don't drop dead on the phone,
yeah,
please.
We want you, you know, God, please. Yeah.
I can tell people out there, you know, it's so funny stuff. Tweet at me, at Mike Irvin, and tell me all the remedies to get rid of hiccups. Oh, my God. Yeah. Now watch some of the stuff people will tweet at you, at Mike Irvin 88. And tell me, how do I get rid of these hiccups? Because they're running me crazy.
Yeah, no, I understand. We're talking to the great with hiccups, Michael Irvin. What's going on with Pittsburgh, man? I mean, Pittsburgh's lost two in a row. Really should have lost three in a row because they stole that game against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago.
And
I mean,
what's
going on with them?
And now you don't have James Conner.
Right, that's right, that's right.
And all the time, guys, this is what we were talking about when the Le'Veon Bell stuff was going down. And everybody tries to make it. Well, did Pittsburgh win or did Le'Veon Bell win? Do you need Le'Veon Bell now? And each play could be the last play. Thank God that James Conner's going to come back and play some more. But the reality is, why would you not want Le'Veon Bell? And now that you're in this situation, what happens now? And this is what scares me most. And I had Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I had the Rams over Pittsburgh. And now, without Le'Veon Bell, now without James Conner, everything falls back on Ben Roethlisberger. And Ben Roethlisberger, a great quarterback, he'll throw interceptions, and he'll throw them at inopportune times, and that worries me.
He also loves criticizing his teammates. He really has no issue being open about who's to blame on every single play.
Yeah, and then last week, he misses guys wide open.
Of course.
For touchdowns. And you know, maybe I didn't see all of his press conference, but the ones at the front, what I did see, I didn't hear him say, you know, I didn't hear him get on himself.
No, he didn't.
As hard as he got on James Washington for missing that pass, or as hard as he got on Antonio Brown for the route running that he's done. And then to say that he's earned the right. You have earned the right to lead this group. But you have not earned the right to lead them in any kind of way. You have to lead them in an effective way. And maybe that works with Antonio Brown. You can call Antonio Brown out because Antonio Brown makes $17 million a year, one of the highest paid receivers, and he's made his money. He's good. But that young kid, James Brown, he just got in the league. Why are you blowing him up like that? You know, I did not like that at all because I'm sure that young kid doesn't want to hear that. He's trying to establish himself in this league. Just say, hey, I talked to him. He knows he has the ability to make that play, and I think he'll make it next time. Let's use some encouragement there, not demean him in that way.
Do you buy the Broncos? I mean, suddenly the Broncos have won three in a row. They beat San Diego. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Steelers back-to-back weeks. They win in Cincinnati last week. They're 6-6. They're right there in the playoff mix now. Are you buying them? And
no.
They got a weak schedule, too. You look who they're playing down the road here, Mike.
But who am I taking out? Who am I taking out now? No, this is it.
Well, it's one team. It's either the Ravens or the other 6-6 teams. Obviously, the Chargers are making the playoffs.
Right. But how surprised are you that the Ravens are making this work? I mean, that's mind blowing.
But it's 7-5. They'd be in the playoffs today.
Right. They're making this Lamar Jackson thing work. It's like, guys, okay,
right.
We know he's going to run the football, and you're still letting this team beat you with Lamar Jackson running the football, which is blowing my mind. It blows my mind now. But the Denver thing, it's a good little win streak, and they beat some pretty good teams. They beat the Chargers and they beat the Steelers, so some very good teams. but I don't believe that they're sustainable. And certainly, I don't think they'll make the playoffs. And if they did, they'll be out in the first round. I don't believe in Denver. But I'm blown away with the Lamar Jackson and how that is working right now, that they've won three games running the football from the quarterback position like they have.
I think more than anything, and they've made it work offensively, but their defense is something else. I mean, especially in that Atlanta game. Oh, my God. It was so physical in that game. They were putting a licking on Julio Jones and some of the Falcon wide receivers. They were penetrating that offensive line. I mean, they were all over the place defensively.
Yeah, and I keep asking, who's the best defense in the NFL? Never have we had, you know, it's just not clear cut. This year, Bears 1 week, we think, and then the Giants do what the Giants did to the Bears. Or maybe it's not them. You know, Baltimore, you know, they're playing great. Cowboys, they played great one. They played against the Saints. Let's see what they do against Philadelphia. You know, it's just who's the best defense in the NFL right now. It's just hard for me to put my finger on that.
You know,
but I like the Ravens like you do.
I'm going to give you the most underrated defense in the NFL, and tell me if you agree with this, because we don't think about defense with this team, but they got a terrific defense, and that's the Saints.
Yeah, but you know what I thought with the Saints, I thought the Saints had the number one rush defense. I thought that was Fugazi.
Because they're up by a million every game.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then Ezekiel in last week was 20-some times.
He only scored 13 points, though, Mike.
For 76 points, 76 yards. But he controlled the clock with that. That means you let him run the ball enough to help control the clock, 37-23, in favor of Dallas Cowboys. Number one defense, I want you to shut that down. I want you to shut it down. Even though they don't put up 13 points, but Dak Prescott missed some throws.
Right.
They could have put up some more points. So I like the Saints defense, but I don't know if I'll call them the top defense in the NFL.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. I'm curious if this ever happened to you. So Jerry Hughes of the Bills is accusing an official, Roy Ellison.
He got suspended, I think, this dude, too.
Yeah, they put him on administrative leave. They put him on leave.
Oh, leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the NFL Referees Association thinks he's going to be cleared. We'll see.
Oh, wow.
Has an affit when you were playing, did officials call you names? Because Jerry Hughes says he called him B.I., what I'm talking about. I don't want to say it. There could be kids listening. But were officials doing that, or do they do that on a regular basis, kind of call players inappropriate names?
Excuse me. I never heard an official call me any names or anything like that. Now, I'm not saying it's okay. But when I first heard it, I thought he used the N-word or something.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, and then I heard what you just said, he used the B-word. I was like, oh, man, what are we talking about? Get out of here. not that it's okay for the officials to do it. That it's okay for the officials to say anything. And, of course, you know what happens, they start bringing up, oh, he's had this issue before,
something else happened before
with this official. But you got that mad that you wanted to meet him in the tunnel because he used the B word, not the N word. Like, let's pump our brakes on that. Let's pump our brakes. I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying he's right, but I'm not meeting him in the tunnel and trying to get at him because he called me that name. If he used the B word. Now, if the N word and maybe there's something different there. But certainly not that.
Talking, of course, to the great playmaker, the great Michael Irvin. So I'm really thinking about this. I'm going next week. I got to bring this up there. I want to see your thoughts on this. Next week, I'm going to the Jet Texan game because it's an NFL Network game on Saturday. You probably won't be there because there's another game that night. It's got to be better than that. But I'm going to the game, right? Because I'm a sick, Jet fan. So I'm really considering wearing a bag over my head. As long as Bowles is still coaching the team, you think that's okay?
No.
Come on. I'm so disgusted. I mean, shouldn't I wear a bag to the game?
No, man. Come on,
what do you
mean,
man. No. Why not?
No. What you want to do?
What do I want to do?
You don't want to wear the bag. Let me tell you why.
Well, tell me why.
Because your job is to express the feelings of the people.
But isn't that isn't that as a Jet fan like me expressing it?
But they want one thing. If you got the bag on, they don't know it's you. But with the bag off and they know it's you, Joe, they're going to tell you everything. They're going to sit there. This is the reason I would love to sit in the stands. But you know, you sit in the stands. That's a wrap. You're gonna hear, Joe. You're gonna hear everything that these people want to hear, want to say, so you can get on the air and share their true, raw emotions. You want this opportunity to hear from the people, to get that bottom line from those people. There was a time where a lot of Jet fans wore the bags on their face. And I would have been. Do you think a lot of people would have a bag on their face that Saturday night, since it's a nationally televised game, trying to say, let's get Bowles out of here?
Yeah, well, they should. I mean, I've been saying it for 3 years, but nobody listened to me.
Would you take Mike McCarthy?
Oh,
what a question.
Let me tell you right now, Mike, I would be on my way if I had an ownership that knew what they were doing, okay? Because they are inept, these are. The Johnson brothers are in. They know nothing. They know as much about football as I do about painting houses, okay? If I had an ownership that really knew what the hell they were doing, McCarthy would be here already. I'm ready. What do you want, Mike? How much? Here's what I'd be in Green Bay now, wherever he lives, okay? I'd be on my private plane. Woody, because he's worrying about, you know, being an ambassador to London. What the hell does he care? You know, I'd be on my plane now. I'd be in Mike's house, and I said, Mike, how much? How much? I'm ready to write the check. How much?
And he's going to start where Gruden left off.
All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? That's fine. You know what? Could you imagine the Jets? I said this to Evan, and it's true. 13 years, the same coach? That's 5 coaches for the Jets, 13 years.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you can get Mike McCarthy, you take him in
Amen.
A heartbeat.
Amen.
In a heartbeat.
Thank you, Mike. A freaking men.
And I'm not saying get rid of Todd Bowles.
Oh, no, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm not saying, but
I'm
just saying. You
take Mike
McCarthy.
Come on.
He's saying it. He's saying it.
Mike, stop it.
He's saying it. Come on.
Did you watch the Titan game? I know you watched it. Hey. Did you see that? I'm sitting there watching the game, and I swear to God, and I know every Jet fan feels the same way. Evan, every big Jet fan. They're up 19-6, 16-0. I'm saying there's no way to win in this game. They will blow this game. And they did. I knew it.
I couldn't believe it either when they were off. Oh, my God. What's going on with the Titans? Which is another team.
And the Titans missed the game. And
sometimes they look like they're ready to create all kind of havoc. And then other times
they mailed
like,
the game in, Mike. The Titans, if you watch that game, they didn't want to play that day.
Yeah.
They were saying, here, take the game. And the Jets still couldn't win.
Yeah. But and they came back and won that game in the end. It is fun. But I'm going to tell you something. I think that would be a great spot. A great spot for Mike McCarthy.
Amen.
If they change coaches, I'm not saying change coach, but if you do, I think
are you getting paid by
spot.
Bowles? Is Bowles paying you to say don't change him?
I'm just saying, you know. You got a young quarterback. You have a young team. You know, sometimes here's what I'm concerned about when you get a young quarterback and young team. And then if we start bringing in all these different systems and different coaches. And that's why I even threw out the John Gruden contract, because what you want is and he got offense. You got a young quarterback. I'm always subscribing to getting an offensive-minded head coach.
Right, exactly.
And that's what Mike McCarthy
is.
Yep. And now give him a long-term deal, so it says I'm going to have my young quarterback in this system for a while. You see what I mean? That I would give him a long-term contract just because of that. I want him to learn this system and learn the nuances of this game with this system for a while. Peyton Manning had a chance to do it. That's why ultimately Peyton Manning took that system and took it wherever he went, because that's what he knew. He knew that system. And, that's the best thing for a young quarterback.
We're talking to Michael Irvin here in his weekly
spot.
And you
got to give Mike credit, because you are, right? I could tell you are struggling right now with your voice and your hiccup situation.
He's battling.
And you
out,
are
man.
Playing with
now,
pain.
One time I had the hiccup, I swear, I had it for almost 24 hours.
Oh, that's the worst.
I started looking it up, and I read about this one guy, because, I don't know. I read about this one guy that had it for 2 years.
What?
Oh, my
two
God.
Years of
I would have jumped off the building. Oh. Whatever it is, just jump off a building.
Yeah.
Just go. Just end the hiccups. Just let me jump off the building and get out of here. That's what I would have done. But 24 hours is as much as I could have taken. I went right to a doctor. He gave me something for it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're not dealing with
that.
Well,
you're playing with pain, and I got to give you credit for that, Mike.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, but I love football, man. I am a true football guy. I don't care what anybody says.
No,
just a
you
football
are.
Guy.
Is what makes you great.
That's what we love. Couple
of giant things at you. Number one, Landon Collins is probably not going to play again this year. He shouldn't. He has a shoulder injury. If you're the Giants, you lock up Landon Collins long term at the end of the year?
I love Landon Collins. So, yeah. I love the kid. You got Eli Apple out. I know they had their issues. I'm not letting that kid get away. I'm not letting him get away. I like his attitude. I like the player he is, and I know how much football matters to him. He's one of those guys that I always say, bring me the guys that live for the game, not the guys that just want the lifestyle of the game.
Right.
I want a guy that lives for it, and I believe that's what he is.
The second one, if the Giants, because it wouldn't surprise Joe or I or even a lot of Giant fans if they continue to finish strong. They
yeah.
went 3 out of 4 out of the bye.
They'll win a couple more games.
They may
for sure.
beat the Redskins on Sunday.
Right.
If
right.
they finish strong and the quarterback plays well, would you bring Eli Manning back next year?
Man, it looks like that's all the time we got for today. That's all the time we got.
What? Wait, hold on.
So the answer is no.
Here's
is what
the problem
saying.
With that.
Go ahead.
Here's the problem that I'm worried about. That I need to start getting somebody else in to start getting some reps. Because I don't want to waste the youth of Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham without having me a young quarterback to grow with them right now. And it's so hard to go in season and make a change from Eli to someone else just because of the uproar that it causes. I mean, if I'm the Giants, I'm almost saying that I'd rather go out and find a stopgap guy and then go find my young guy that's going to take over. Because then the transition from the stopgap guy, the guy that I'm going to let play for the next year while I find my young guy, will be much easier than going from Eli to that next guy. So that's a tough decision right there. If you're the Giants to say, let's go back to Eli because we finished strong, because changing out of Eli is not an in-season thing. That's going to be an off-season situation.
Mm. Now, will you be in New York for the Pinstripe Bowl with the U in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I want to make that game on the 27th.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, all right, see, here you go.
I want to make that game on the 27th. I'll be done with Thursday night football, so hopefully I can get out there for that game.
All right.
Beautiful.
Good to see.
Michael, we always appreciate
take
it,
care,
my friend.
Mike, take care of yourself, will you, please?
Yeah, guys, I'm going to try, man. I'm trying.
Mike,
you know what this is? Let's be real. I ain't never had these problems when I was 25. Now that I'm 25 backwards, all this stuff is coming down.
Yeah, well, you have
backwards.
No idea. Wait till you get to be, 56 backwards, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't have the same effect, but still.
By the way, Mike, I'm wearing the bag, okay? I'm just
all
telling
right,
you right
guys.
Now.
All right, man.
See you, Mike.
See you, Mike. The great Michael Irvin in his weekly spot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.